Hello, everybody, and welcome. My friend AJ and I are going to go over the late pick four at Churchill Downs for Sunday. That's right, Sunday, late pick four for June 5th. So, AJ, tell us about the race.
All right, the first race in this pick four is race number 7. It is an allowance race for $148,000. It's for three-year-olds and up, and we're on the dirt, and we're going a mile. I'll kick us off here because a couple horses we haven't seen a little bit. Caddo River, the 4, 8-5 morning line right now. This is a horse we thought was a Derby contender quite some time ago, it feels like. Ran a 125 last time out. Easily the best time form figure in this field. I mean, you could single this horse. I wouldn't blame you if you did, but I'm going to throw in one other one, and that's going to be the 3 technique, the number 5 horse, who, again, this is a horse we've talked about many times on this show, has done, has ran really well at Churchill previously, got second 2 times ago, and won a $160,000 stakes race here last time out. So I just went pretty quick, the 4, the 5, and I'm sure someone's going to mention the 2 strictly because of the clown makeup I had to wear because of Mr. Weiler's. But
yeah, no, I'm not going to actually, but I do like your 4 and 5 there. I won't say much about them, but I did think of you when I looked at the 2, and I thought you might play the 2 just because of that. And for everybody out there who doesn't know, AJ had to put clown makeup on after Mr. Wireless beat his horse. Anyway, I'll throw in one more for you. And this is more of a board horse, I think. But, I mean, could this horse get loose? And when I say that, that means the 3, Heart Rhythm. Heart Rhythm, I think, might be tough to catch, right? I mean, probably will get caught anyway. I like his increasing numbers, though. He has run this distance before, but it was a while back at Parks. So why not? The horse is going to go to lead, I think, fairly easy here. Why not play him? And obviously, I don't much to add on the 4, Caddo River. I'm more crazy about the 5 here, 3 technique, than the 4, because, you know, the 4's, this might not be the 4's best distance, right? When you think about it, I mean, it's not much difference, but yeah, runs like one of the numbers and definitely going to win with the 4, Caddo River. But 3 technique, I mean, this horse is back to its best distance, I think, for the second time in a row, and I think could sit in that second group and catch the speed here. I mean, I think the horse looks good. It's weird that this horse beat a 2-to-1 shot in South Bend last out. So strange there. But anyway, so I'll just go a little deeper and I'll go 3, 4, 5 for me.
I like your 3 there too, just because, I mean, when you're talking about numbers in this race, I mean, the 12-to-1 shot in this race, tied for second worst odds, has actually ran just as good of numbers as anybody in this race. Anybody. So 12-to-1. That's I like where you're going with that. So let's move on to race number 8. This is an allowance race for $134,000. This is for 3-year-olds and up, and we are going a mile and an eighth on the dirt. Randy starts off.
Well, I can only say if we have this big hard on for 3 technique, right? I mean, as we could see, a horse that was beat by 3 technique last out is the 12 and ran a good race against 3 technique. So if I'm all about 3 technique, I have to be about the 12, who I think, you know, I think this horse could go out and clear. And I'm talking about the horse Injunction, by the way, Injunction, the 12. Yep. And the thing is, I think this horse will clear easy. And that's something. Could be loose in the lead. Distance, possibly a problem, especially if it has trouble clearing. And I would single that horse, honestly, if it wasn't for maybe the trouble with the distance. So I'll play one other horse here, and that's the 9, Tapatio. Yeah. I think it's Tapatio. Sorry, Tapatio.
Tapeto.
Tapatio. Soy Tapatio. I don't know why I couldn't say that word, and I was reading it because obviously I need glasses now. I like that horse a lot. I mean, this must be – I mean, obviously this horse is the class here when you look about what this horse ran against before. This horse can run this distance. Don't look at its last race and say it can't because, AJ, one of your favorite angles here gets Lasix back. Ooh. Could have been a problem last out. Gets the Lasix back here because it's an allowance race, and there's a reason O'Neill left him there rather than just bringing him back to California and doing whatever. He knew a race was coming up, and he knew, you know, he could go though there. So I'll go with the nine as well. Soy Tapatito or Tapapano or Taj Mahal.
Tapeto.
Yeah, it's Tapatito. Yeah, so I'll go with the 9-12 there.
Ta patio.
Which is the patio in Spanish.
The patio, yep.
Yes. All right, so what do you got?
I went 4 deep here, actually, surprisingly enough. I'll start with the 4, Spa City. Has run a career best speed figure here at Churchill Downs a little while back, which was it Mike Smith that told us that when you run well at Churchill Downs, like going into the Derby?
Yeah, it's a very track by, yeah, a lot of horses, yeah. Either, you know, just some horses, and there's a good handful that just don't like the dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Smith said that. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's training well here. He got a win here last time he was here. Spa City, 8-1, running pretty good numbers. Last race at Oaklawn, won against Kershaw. And you've got Amos and Gaffleone. That's a pretty good combo for an 8-1 horse. So I went with the 4, Spa City. I went with the 5, Life is Hard, a horse I believe we've talked about before. Did not run well in its first race here at Churchill. But before that, I mean, won 2 in a row at Oaklawn. Got its maiden win by 8 lengths and then, you know, crushed an allowance race by 2. 12-1 seems like a massive price on this horse, especially one that's going to be kind of forwardly placed and, you know, could strike at any time. So the 5, Life is Hard, is definitely on my ticket. The 12, Injunction. Yeah, why would you not? I mean, this is a pretty easy one. And then the 6, Decision Maker. Now, Decision Maker has won 4 straight dirt races, including one here at Churchill Downs. 4 straight. Why are we not talking? Why is this horse 10-1? I don't understand. So Decision Maker at 10-1, easily on my ticket. 4 in a row, going for 5. Could easily get it, and I'll take 10-1 all day long.
That's interesting. Yep. That was not a win. All right. You're going 3 deep there? Or 4 deep?
4 deep.
4, 5, 6, 12 for you there. Okay. And that's interesting with the 5 because it's funny you said the exact point you said about Churchill Downs that Mike Smith said was the reason why I had the 4 out and I started drawing a line across this last race, being like, let's throw this one out because it looked like a clunker. Yeah. Then I thought exactly of what you quoted Mike Smith saying, and I went, oh, this horse doesn't like the dirt at Churchill.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't play him. So it's kind of funny that we said that. Then you ended up playing him anyway. Yeah. But sometimes one race isn't enough to tell because it could have just been a clunker. Then a lion could go through it. But that was my thought process, which is interesting. All right, so 4 deep there for you, AJ. Let's move on to the 9th.
All right, the 9th race here at Churchill Downs. We're going to the turf for a grade 3. This is the Mint Julep. It is for 4-year-olds and up, and we are going 1 16th on the turf of Churchill Downs. I'll start us off here because I got 3 horses that I'm going to play, and I'm going to start off 1 with the 1. I have no idea what this name is. Petricor?
I think it's Petrichor.
Petrichor. I mean,
Drazen Petrovic.
Yeah, no one has ever seen those letters in that sequence before in their entire lives, and it's really confusing. Petrichor. Anyway, so the one I'm very interested in, strictly because, I mean, you're talking about a horse coming from overseas, from France.
Killing.
Gets it. Yeah. I mean, it gets its first win in the States on the turf at Keeneland, 120K allowance race, and then now is coming into the grade three. I think this is primed. I think, you know, she's primed to win this race. I think she's going to have a very good career over here. 8-1 right now seems like a pretty good price. The six, I think you'd be stupid to leave the six off of your ticket strictly because, I don't know, look at his past performances and tell me he's not. And then I went with this seven, Gam's Mission. Now, I know this horse has not won this year, but this horse has put up better numbers than any other horse in this race all year. Mm-hmm. So the seven, Gam's Mission, is also.
Okay.
So that's all. 1-6-7.
Okay, 1-6-7. Now, the one, my notes exactly are, you know, second off the ship, you know, second with the trainer, look good on firm turf last out, which is kind of a big thing when they come over a lot, is, you know, do they like the firm turf because he, you know, ran on soft stuff before out there. Likes the firm turf, which is unusual, like right off the bat. And I mean, if I like Thor second out because they got used to it, I like him even more. Like, it's going to get better. This horse, the one, and that's Petrichor. Mm. Yeah. And I like him a lot. And Mott's big on back-to-back wins as well. I'm not going to be like Tom from Tom and Tom Racing, who he said Asmussen likes to win back-to-back. We all like to win back-to-back, Tom. We all like to win back-to-back-to-back-to-back. But anyway, he made a joke about it. But yeah, so he is good winning back-to-back races. He's got a big number on that. You know, the six is, like you said, the six is the six. And I'm not usually big off the layoff. I think they need a race, but Stahl is really good with the layoff. So says something there. That would be my first toss of this four, honestly, just to try to get a price. But the other one I'll play is Hendy Woods. This horse could sit in a great striking position, I do believe. We had a tough third last time out, if you looked. Third to Bleecker Street in Fluffy Socks. And I believe that this horse is, if this horse is back in form, I think this horse, if it runs up to its potential, what's run before, will win this race. The other one I'm going to do is the four, Keeper of Time. Because with that being said, if you look, Gaff Leone seems like he might have chose this horse. And it's Gaff and Walsh. And Gaff chooses this horse over Hendy Woods, I believe. I don't know, you know, sometimes the politics are different, but so I figure these are one of these. He knows more than me, probably. I mean, I know he knows more than AJ. Maybe me and him are toss up, but no. So I'm going to go with that. So I'll probably go 1-4-6-9 here. But if I wanted to save money a little bit, I just go 1-4-9 and the six will probably beat me. But I can do that because guess what's coming up in the last race?
Well, in the last race, we are going back to the dirt. It is a 7-furlong race. It's on the dirt. It's a $120,000 maiden special weight for 3-year-olds and up. And Randy, you led well into this, so let's go.
I'm going to say right now, and everybody out there is going to be like, that's the stupidest play of all time because I am singling a first-time starter. For people out there, for the faint of heart, don't do that, okay? But I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it here, and I'm going to tell you why. And that I'm talking about the 9, Concerted. All right? 9. Cox is great with firsters. Especially
Concerted? Concerted?
I said Concerted.
I'm pretty sure.
I know. It's Concerted. You're right. You know what's funny? I always thought Concert Tour. I'm like, is he out of that horse? No. I'm going with him, though. Cox is great with firsters, especially 3-year-old maidens. I like the jockey with Gaff Leone. I like the breeding, hard spun, huge here. I like the owner. It's Godolphin. I like the fact that how this horse is training. I think this horse has every check mark that I would put up there, even though Timeport doesn't agree with me here with the check marks. But I don't think this race is that deep. I looked through them all and I said, you know what? I don't know. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to throw it all at the first timer and we'll really be able to know 4-1 morning line. I mean, that's pretty short in a 12 horse race when you're a first or so. And don't be, if he goes off the favorite, that I'll feel really, really good about my play.
I mean, well, you know, I mean, there's Cox and Gaff, right? So you take a good hard look at that every time. I went with the 10 Legionnaire first off the layoff after a long time at that maiden run at Fairgrounds. It's training really, really well here at Churchill Downs. 8-1 to me seems like an absolute steal. This is my favorite horse in this race by like a lot. I also went with the favorite Bourbon Heat. Look at the numbers. Bourbon Heist, sorry.
We're doing good today with names.
Yeah, so good. When you look at the numbers, it's ran recently. I know it's ran 9 starts. Second, 6 times out of those 9 starts. It's like, well, maybe it's a hanger. Well, maybe it's just had bad luck. I don't know. But Bourbon Heist is easily the class of this race. And then I also went with the 5, Misbehaved. Ran on the turf its last 2 times before the layoff. But look at the numbers it ran on the dirt prior to that. And you're going to give me 12-1 on that as it returns to the turf or the dirt. I'm sorry. Misbehaved to me is like the big long shot in this race where I'll put money on that. So I went with the 4-5-10.
4-5-10. It's funny you said the 10 because that was the horse that I actually was kind of going to play as well as what you said, but to add to that with the Drury angle, because he's my next one down, I was like, I kind of want a single, just to be crazy. Great, very good with second time starters. First time off a layoff, very good as well. Good numbers with that. And, you know, that tells me a lot of times these trainers just, you know, get them a start. Obviously, the long layoff, something must have came up with the horse or maybe something in training, whatever it might be. But so he could have just ran him around, which they do a lot. Hey, listen, you don't break, you don't do whatever. Let's get him a race under his belt. If you're good second start time starting, that's what you probably do most of the time. And you put your horses in good spots. So I thought that was interesting as well. And he was my first, it was my next pick there. I just wanted to go crazy and just single the 9. All right, so let's recap them real quick. Sort of late pick for Churchill Downs, Sunday, June 5th. Hey, do you want to tell us what you have?
I've got the 4-5 in race 7 with the 4-5-6-12 in race 8, the 1-6-7 in race 9, and the 4-5-10 in race 10.
All right, that's good. I played the 3-4-5 in race 7. I played in race 8, I played the 9-12. Race 9, I played the 1-4-6-9. And race 10, the 9. And that'll do. All right, so that's it, AJ. Anything to add for this card? Did you look at anything or whatever?
No. Not at all.
Yeah, I will later on, but I just looked at these races right
now.
Yeah, I was hoping to see what the speed's doing today. But all right, so anyway, we'll be doing a lot of other things coming up. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And for me, the DOWG, Randall Johnson, and the Truck Stop Burrito, AJ Ryder. We'll see you later, everybody. Good luck.